弟兄姊们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
谢谢沈牧师的邀请。
Thank you, Pastor Chen, for your invitation.
也谢谢天宁弟兄在幕后的策划。
Thank you, Brother Chen, for your kind introduction.
让我过去的几天有机会跟每位弟兄姊妹们有一些连接。
Last few days, I have an opportunity to share the Bible verses with everyone.
今天跟各位分享的题目叫做结实与忠实的教会。
The topic I'm going to share with everybody today is be a fruitful and a faithful church.
所以我们来问的第一个问题是什么是教会？
The number one question is that what is a church?
教会当然最简单的定义就是它是被呼召出来的一批人。
The basic definition for church is for a group of people who are being called out.
也就是教会不是建筑。
When you come to church, you come to see God.
教会是一个人，一群人。
A church is formed of a group of people.
而耶稣基督是头。
And Jesus Christ is the head.
你可以看见我们可以在停车场成为一个教会。
As you can see, the parking lot can be a church.
只要里面有耶稣基督在我们当中。
As long as Jesus Christ is among us.
没有所谓的这个彼此间隔的距离，对不对？
It wouldn't make any difference if we have distance among us.
我们昨天讲话可能没有很多 social distance.
Yesterday we talked about there is a social distance.
在这个图里面大家挤来挤去很热络。
Look at this picture. Everybody is crowded together. There's no distance among anyone.
但是我昨天挑战各位，有没有可能我们有spiritual distance, 我们在属灵上有距离。
As I mentioned, challenged everyone yesterday, do we have any spiritual distance among us?
我们跟上帝有距离。
Do we have a distance between us and God?
我们人与人之间有距离。
Do we have any distance between each of us?
但是教会被呼召出来的群体。
For the group of people who is called by God in this church,
我们要融合在一起。
We need to be melted together.
哥罗西书有一段经文可以来解释什么是一个结实和忠实的教会。
And in the book of Colossians, first chapter explained what is called a fruitful and a faithful church.
这边的第一节提到说，奉神旨意做耶稣基督使徒的保罗和兄弟铁摩太写信给哥罗西的圣徒，就是在基督里有忠心的弟兄。愿恩惠平安从父我们的神和从神我们的父归于你们。
Colossians first, chapter first, verse one says so. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ in Colossia, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
在这个地方，保罗自称他自己是一个使徒。
Paul addressed himself as apostle.
使徒就是被差派的意思。
Apostle means someone who was sent.
另外一个翻译，他就是一个大使。
Another translation for that apostle is ambassador.
就是像一个官方的高阶代表到另外一个地方来执行国家的特殊的任务。
It's a higher ranking official being appointed by a higher authority in the government to send to another government to conduct duty.
他的收信人是一批圣徒。
So, here the mentioned is a group of saints, apostles.
有时候我觉得我自己没有资格说，哎，我是个圣徒。
Sometimes we said we are not even qualified to be called saints.
我们是剩下来的圣。
So what that means that we're residuals rather than to be saint.
那什么是圣洁的圣呢？
So what is it called a holy?
其实圣洁的最重要的一个简单的定义就是被分别出来。
The critical meaning of a holy is to be separated out.
什么是圣徒的基本的信念？
What is the basic doctrine for a saint?
刚刚沈牧师带我们祷告的时候，仔细听他的祷告词里面，他说：“只要我们信耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。”就被称为义人的话，活出圣徒的样式，就是一群被分别出来圣洁的人。
As you remember just now, Pastor Shen prayed for us. He said, as you believe that you are Jesus Christ, you are the people, you are the person who are separate from the world, and you'll be called saints.
他的收信人，他的住址是写给哥罗西的圣徒。
The letter is addressed to the Christians, the believers of a Colossian church.
让我们看见，其实我们在世界上有两个住址。
As you know, that it tells us that we have two addresses in this world.
一个在地上。
One on this earth.
一个在天上。
One in heaven.
这边是哥罗西的圣徒。
Here the mention is about the saints of the church of Colossia.
我这边说巴尔的摩的圣徒。
Equally, we can say the saints from the Baltimore Christians. The Baltimore.
但是什么是圣徒？
But what is a saint? Apostle.
保罗在后面解释，圣徒是一批忠心的弟兄。
Paul pointed out that saints or apostles are a group of very faithful brothers.
什么就是忠心呢？
So what is faithful?
忠心就是值得信赖。
Faithful meaning that you're trustworthy.
就是一诺千金。
It just said you keep your promise. You never alter. You deviate from your promise.
但是在什么东西当中有忠心？
But in what you have the faith?
是要在耶稣基督里面要有忠心。
You have your faith in Jesus Christ.
这个信心这件事情啊，或者忠心，待会我们会继续谈到的时候，就看见有忠心，有耶稣基督的忠心。它带出来的是什么呢？是我们能够坚定不移地跟随基督。
The faith you can see brought by Jesus Christ is that we are faithfully following Jesus Christ.
在这个地方，我们看见他说有恩惠，有平安。
Here it said it has grace and peace.
什么叫做恩惠
？So what is grace?
恩惠就是不配得到的。
The grace means that we are not worthy.
那么什么叫做平安
？So what is peace?
平安这边最简单的定义就是两个物体中间没有任何的距离。
That simply put, between two objects, there's no distance.
而且也没有摩擦。
And then there's no frictions.
是一种非常和谐的关系。
It's a very harmonious relationship.
在一切所运作的环境里面都非常的顺利。
In the all the situation we're in, everything is very smooth.
所以看见这整个的来源是来自于谁呢？来自于神，我们的父。
All this come from where? From our heavenly Father, of heavenly Father.
不是这个世界所可以给予的。
Not this world can give to you.
所以耶稣说我赐给你们平安。
So that's why Jesus said, I give you peace.
是这个世界所不能给的。
Which the world cannot offer you.
到第三节的时候，这边讲到说，我感谢神。
And in the verse 3, he said, praise, thank you, Lord.
我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告，因为听见你们在耶稣基督里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
We always thank God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for the saints.
你看见这样子一位牧者的心肠，他常常为哥罗西的教会圣徒祷告。
You can see as a pastor for the church, he always pray for his saints.
他为什么为教会祷告？
Why does he pray for his church?
第四节。
The verse 4 tells us.
他听见了好的见证。
Because he heard a great testimony.
我们中国人经常讲，哎呀，有见证。
We Chinese said you have to have a good witness testimony.
什么叫做见证？用中文讲是看得见的证据。
In Chinese said it's something which you can see, the evidence which you can see and or witness.
但是今天我要强调的是，弟兄姊妹们，巴尔的摩的教会。有没有好的听证
？So today I'm asking everybody, does the Church of the CCCB Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore has a very good hearing testimony?
人家听见了。
Other people heard you.
竖起大拇指说这是一个好的教会。
They will raise their finger and said, "This is a good church."
还记得昨天我在分享这个从门徒变成基督徒这个名号的变化吗？
Do you still remember yesterday was it from a disciple to a Christian? Do you know what's the difference?
所以你看见我们对不起你，所以你我们来思考什么是今天这个教会在外头的丰盛呢？
So today we need to contemplate what is our reputation among the people surrounding us.
我们教会能够被人家听见吗？
What are we saying? We heard, are the people around us heard us?
如果他们听见了，他们传的是什么？
If they heard, what do we say? What are they spreading about us?
这是一个彼此相爱的教会。
Is this a church full of mutually loving peers?
这是一群圣洁的门徒们聚集的地方。
Is this a very holy disciples gathered together?
他听见了什么？
What do they hear?
保罗在这边，他说他听见。是一群有信心的人。
Paul said here, he heard the people of this place full of people who has faith.
但他的信心的对象是谁？
But what's the object of their faith?
信心是在耶稣基督里。
The faith is towards Jesus Christ.
信心像一个锚，船的锚，船的 anchor.
Well, their faith is like anchor.
这个锚不能够让船不会飘动。
So the anchor will prevent the boat run, sort of float around.
是这个锚它所抓住的那个东西。
Which is the anchor is which is holding on to.
那个抓住的物体它不会动。
The boat hold on to the anchor which it won't so it won't move around.
这条船才不会动。
So the boat won't drift away.
今天我们的信心不是建立在耶稣基督这个从今时到永远不改变的上帝。
If our faith today is not anchored on the Jesus Christ, which never changes,
一定会随着这个世俗摇摆，摇来摇去。
So it will drift with this today's world.
保罗听见哥罗西的教会是一群有忠心、有见识，是他们在耶稣基督里。
So Paul said the church of Colossae.Is really anchored in Jesus Christ.
而同时，这个信心它不是一个静态的信心。
And this faith is purely static.
它是一个动态的。
It's dynamic.
它一定出现一个外显性的行为。
It has exhibited certain kind of behavior.
而这个外显性的行为叫做爱心。
And such a behavior is manifest as love.
它带出来的外在行为的对象是弟兄姊妹。
And the way they manifest is through the brothers and sisters.
他们来爱圣徒，他们来爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
They come here to love the saints and love the brothers and sisters in this church.
所以他是向众圣徒来展现我们的爱心。
So it manifests our love towards all the saints in this church.
所以主耶稣他赐下一个新命令，约翰福音十章三四节，你们要彼此相爱。
So Jesus Christ in the book of John said, you must love each other.
所以在这种信心和爱心的表现当中，
in the such expression of a faith and a love,
在第五节，我们看见保罗听见的是，他们是一群有盼望的人。第五节说，为那个给你们存在天上的盼望。
And so Paul says so in the chapter four.The verse 4 or 5 says so. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of truth and the gospel.
所以这个盼望的来源是什么？这盼望就是从前你们在福音真道上所听见的这个真理。
So the hope is truly based upon what they heard from the truth, which is the gospel.
但这个地方的这个盼望是存在天上的。
And here the Bible said the hope is existing in heaven.
它不是拍脑袋想出来的那种人云亦云的 wishful thinking.
It's not just a hearsay.
在这个时态里面呢，它代表的是一个现在时，它是持续的被保存。
And it manifests through a present tense. It has been preserved.
是上帝为我们存留这个。
It's the hope that the Lord gives for us.
而不是我们心里面想 everything can be okay.
It's not just we think it will be okay.
而这个盼望的来源奠基在什么地方？
So where is the hope originated from?
这个盼望的奠基在真理真道上，我们所听见的福音。
So this hope is originated from the true truth, which is gospel.
还记得我那第一天晚上分享，他们随走随传，他们传 preach the word。在这个地方，你看见他们传的是什么？上帝的真理，这真理。你看这英文的话 ，the truth 就是 comma 逗点等于福音。
So you remember Friday night I talked about when they spread the words is the truth, which is equals the gospel.
所以你看见在刚刚的第四节到现在的第五节的地方，我们有信心，我们有爱心，我们有盼望，我们有信，有望，有爱。
So you come from chapter 4 to chapter 5, we talk about we have faith, we have hope.
这都是在福音的真理当中。
It's all in the truth, the gospel.
所以看到刚刚的盼望，看到我们所听存在天上的，也看见这个福音的真理。那我们现在问的一个问题是，那什么是福音？什么是福音的真理？
So we have talked about so much. Now we ask the question: What is the good news, the gospel?
我在第一天晚上曾经跟各位分享过福音是故事的大纲的。
Friday night, I shared with the meta narrative of the Bible.
那什么叫做这个英文叫做 meta narrative， 翻成中文叫做宏大叙事。
So what is a meta narrative?
它就是一个历史意义的一个总结，一个总纲。
It is outline, a summary of the historical.
它可以给你看到一个整体、总体的一个视野。
So you can have a very global perspective.
它让我们可以全面的看见整个圣经的历史所提出来的故事内容。
So it gives us a complete picture.
所以圣经的故事内容分成四个大的段落：创造、堕落、救赎、成全。
And Bible has basically separated into four parts, which is a creation, fall.Redemption and a restoration.
它每个段落是紧紧相合，是一气呵成的。
So all of them are joined together.
很快的简单讲讲什么是创造。
First, let's talk about creation.
创造，上帝创造人类的时候，他看一切都是好的。他说这是一切都好的。希伯来用了一个字叫做 shalom， 平安。
So in Hebrew, it said when Lord says everything is good, you use the word shalom.
所以我们被创造是表示我们跟上帝之间有一个和谐的关系。
When we are created, we have a harmonious relationship between us and God.
但是呢，好景不长。
But it didn't last.
出现了所谓的堕落。
And we have fall.
罪进到我们的世界。
And sin come to this world.
死就在这个地方作王。
So death become running the world.
我们就失去了和上帝的同在。
We lost the togetherness with God.
我们被逐出了伊甸园，与上帝产生了一个永恒的隔离。
We were kicked out of the Eden.
但是这不是故事的结局。
But that's not the end of the story.
救赎是整个事件的高潮。
And the crescendo is redemption.
上帝借着耶稣基督来执行一个拯救世界的任务。
So Lord through Jesus Christ is fulfill His big plan to save the humankind.
所以耶稣亲自来到这个世界，来拯救这个世界，来恢复上帝的子民跟神的关系。
So Jesus come to this world to save the people and restore the relationship between human beings and God.
所以耶稣的死跟耶稣的复活是整个故事当中的高潮。
So the death of Jesus Christ and resurrection of Jesus Christ is really the crescendo of this story.
但是这不是整个故事最后的结尾。
But that's not the end of this story.
故事的结尾是上帝要将一切全然更新。
The end of the story is that Lord will renew the world.
而这个更新啊，不是翻新。
But it's not just
renovation.
Renovation is renewing.
这个更新是 innovation.
Is innovation.
这个不是把旧的房子翻新一下，而是创造一个全新的。
It's not just renovate the old house, rather it's build a brand new house.
不是把这个破碎的地球把它重新修整。
It's not just repair this broken world.
而是给我们一个新天新地。
Rather give us a new world and a new earth. New heaven and new earth.
这是上帝救赎的一个高潮。
That's really the crescendo of how God saved the world.
所以哥罗西的教会听见这个福音的故事了。
When Colossians hear this story,
然后第六节说，这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，知道神恩惠的那天日子一样。
Colossians 1:6 says so.Which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing.
As it also does. 传到你们那里，代表这个福音不是现在一个种族或者是在一个国家当中，它会传到普天之下。
It just there's a gospel just not being spread to one particular race or place. It being spread to the whole world.
就像我讲的，我们的教会不能够用内视 inward looking 的方式，只把福音放在咱们自己家里头。
Just like I said, we just cannot just keep the gospel inside your church.
福音必须是要传播天下。
The gospel need to be spread to the whole world.
而且他说福音啊，它是其实是有活力的，有个内在的生命力的。
And it said, gospel has inherent power to bear fruit and increase.
它会结果，而且会能够增长。
And it will bear fruit and will increase, will grow.
所以福音它不是一个停滞不前的道德体系。
The gospel is not a stagnant system of ethics.
而是一种有活泼、有盼望、充满活力的真理。
It rather is a living, dynamic, and growing truth.
它不断的结果，不断的增长。
It's keeping bearing fruit and keep growing.
它说如同在你们中间一样。
At even as it has been doing you,
就像你们听到的那一天日子开始
just like the day when you heard the gospel.
所以我读到第六节这段增长和结实的时候
when I read the verse 6 talking about growing and increasing,
就让我回想到我的大学的专业
it remind me that my major, my college.
刚刚黄天林弟兄介绍我是在台湾大学念书。
Brother Tianling just told you that I went to school in Taiwan, Taiwan University.
我的大学的专业叫做园艺系 ，horticulture.
So my major is horticulture.
什么叫做园艺啊
？So what is horticulture?
翻成中文呢，就是拈花惹草。
So translated in Chinese, you deal with all kind of flowers and weeds.
所以当年在大学的时候，我们要修一门课，叫做果树学。
So in the college, we have one particular
pomology, 就是学习有关果树生长的。那么在那一次的课程里面，老师带我们去参观。
So our teacher took us for a tour.
我们到一个展览的会场。
We went to a particular museum.
在那个展览的 exposition 的会场当中，我看见了一个很大很大的一棵树。
In that particular exhibition, I saw a huge tree.
那棵树是番茄树。
But the tree actually is a tomato tree.
是一棵番茄，但是长得像树一样。
But do you believe it? It's a tomato, but it's grow as if it's a tree.
是日本人做出来的。
It's really grown by a Japanese.
这个日本人来做现场，他的英文很强的日本口音。
So the Japanese speak of the English with a very heavy Japanese accent.
我的英文很烂。
That time my English was rather poor.
现在也很烂。
No, he said his English is still poor. I don't believe so.
听了半天听不懂。
It took me a while to understand what he was talking.
一句话。
But I understood one sentence he said.
他说在这棵番茄树上一共有6000颗番茄果子。
Said on this tomato tree, it bears 6,000 fruits.
6,000 颗，我再讲一遍 ，6,000 tomato 这个果实。
He said on this particular tomato tree, it bears 6,000 fruits, tomato fruits.
为什么呢？因为他们使用一种方式，这个方式叫做水根。
So it uses a particular technique. It's called a hydroponics.
叫做 hydroponics 这种水就是无土没有土壤的培养方式。
So use the hydroponics. The method is that you don't use any soil.
它的养分和水分都是严格控制的，所以我用一个很简单的方式在这边解释，在这个图上会打出来。 这种水根的系统就是让作物可以一年四季的生长，那么生长以后可以很快高产量，也可以控制。
You all can read it. I'm not going to translate now.
所以这个一年四季生长，它下头有，这个你要翻译，水分、养分、pH 的酸碱值、温度都是经过紧密的调控。
So it's a nutrition, and the water pH has to be very strictly adjusted.
我们去上这门课的最重要的重点是什么？
Say it again.
我去上这门课，老师要教导我们最重要的一个重点是什么
？So what is the particular point that the professor tried to point out to us？
他要告诉我们说，一个植物的健康。
He wants to tell us the health of a particular plant。
它的根必须要健康。
The root, its root has to be very healthy。
这个根像厚厚的地毯一样。
The root is so thick as if it's a carpet。
非常的洁白
and it's very very white.
它可以不断的吸收养分
It continuously absorb nutrients.
所以我就记得，当那个日本人把这个水根的这个盖子打开的时候
，When I remember that a Japanese gentleman opened the cover for the root,
那个根呢有一公尺厚的一大片，都是白色的根。
So the root is spread out is about 1 meter thick and spread all over the place under the cover.
休息我在思考
So which makes me wonder.
会不会有时候我们的福音就像这个养分的根系一样，在支撑整个的结果和增长
？So that our faith is our faith also supported by such a thick, root.So we can grow.
所以福音是我们的养分。福音是我们的养分。
Yeah, gospel is our nutrients.
然后能够不断的吸收，以至于能够结实增长。
So we can absorb the nutrients, can grow.
但是从谁能够把这个养分带给我们
？But who can bring us nutrients?
哥罗西书第七节一章七节说：“正如你们从我们所亲爱的、一同做仆人的以巴弗当中所学来的。”你们他们为你们做了基督中心的指示，也把你们关乎圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
Seven says, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, he is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known for us for your love in the Christ in the Spirit.
所以是以巴弗把这个福音带到哥罗西教会去。
So it's a Epaphras brought the gospel to this church.
所以他是一位有忠心的执事。
So he is a faithful, deacon.
所以是一个结实的教会，但是也是一位忠实的门徒。
And he is the church bears lots of fruit, and he is a faithful servant.
在这个忠心的以巴弗教导之下，这群弟兄姊妹们跟着他来一起学习。
And under this faithful minister of Christ, brothers and sisters are learning gospel.
就像我昨天讲的学徒跟门徒的概念。
So just we talked about yesterday for the somebody who's beginner and who is a disciple.
可以是有正式的教导，也可以有非正式的教导。
There's official training and also unofficial training.
所以我对门徒训练我有这样的一个看法，我认为这是一生之久的功课。
So I have some following thought for about discipleship is a lifelong.Lessons.
它不是上几门课就搞定了。
It's not you only take a few classes can make it.
就像今天我上午我在跟你们主日学的时候谈到 repeat 这个字。
Just like I talk about with you during today's Bible study, the Sunday school, the word repeat.
在彼此的门徒见到当中，我们要建立师父和徒弟之间真实透明的关系。
So in this we have to build the apprenticeship which is transparent.
让这个门徒能够亲自经历上帝真实的恩典与存在。
So the disciple can truly experience the Lord's grace.
让他的亲身经历能够借着教导，借着主日学，借着读经祷告，能够增长我们圣经的知识。
So our understanding of the Bible can be truly improved.
但是我们全部在一起，我们成为一个彼此效法、监督的对象，我们可以成为弟兄姊妹的激励。
So we can become each other's encouragement, just like here said, repeat.
以至于他被福音来转化
so the people can be truly converted through a gospel.
所以我们被转化，被 transform， 我们被福音转化，个人被转化，整个教会被转化，群体被转化，我们才能够 repeat 这个过程。
So for individuals, for the church be transformed, we have that truly have to through this repeat process.
所以第九节的时候，保罗说，他从听见的日子就为他们不住的祷告，愿他们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上面能够满心知道神的旨意。
So verse 9 says so.And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and
understanding.
He wants to, everybody to understand what the Lord, what the Lord wants us to know.
So he asks God to give
So ask the Lord to give the church the spiritual wisdom and understanding. So through the Lord's wisdom, we can truly treat other people properly. So that what do you do? So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.Fully pleasing to him.
而凡事能够蒙他的喜悦。
And only and to truly please him.
所以是什么英文叫做 the walk, 行事为人。
So English said the walk.
就像这个双子星大楼当中的一根钢索。
Just like this one wire between these two buildings.
我们人要走在这条钢索上。
We need to walk on this wire.
有时候教会就像这个钢索。
Sometimes the church is like this wire.
但是我觉得福音是这个下面的安全网。
So the gospel is truly the net which protects underneath the wire.
有时候我们走的颠颠倒倒，肯定跌下去了。
Sometimes we fell down from the wire.
但是知道福音，它会 catch us， 它会接住我们。
So, but the gospel will catch you.
所以保罗说，要我们的行事为人与耶稣基督福音能够相称。
So Paul said, as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
那么这个福音的相称，就是刚刚提到的，要能够对得起主。
So which will fully pleasing to him.
那么什么叫做对得起主呢
？So what is called fully pleasing to him?
在以弗所书里面有另外一个类似的、相似的表达。
The book of Ephesians has another expression for that.
保罗说，既然蒙召行事为人与蒙召恩相称
said only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
它的希腊文是 axios.
In the Greek it says axios.
表示是同等的重量
But it's equally important.
保罗这边用一个天平的概念
And Paul uses the concept.
你的行事为人跟你的蒙召的恩是同等的分量
So that the walkAnd the call is equally weighted.
所以你的恩有多，你蒙召的恩有多重
？So when the how much you are called,
你的行事为人就要有同等的表现。
And the expression of your walk would be equally manifested.
那么什么行事为人有哪四方面的表现？在下面我来跟我们很快的分享。第一个表现是要在一切的善事上能够结果子。
So there's the four parts of the manifestation. Number one.Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
渐渐的多知道的多 increasing. So you're bearing and increasing, 结果跟多知道。
So there's two words here. One is bearing fruit and one is increasing.
第三个是在他所赐的荣耀的权柄在各样事上是力上加力。
Number three is that being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy.
但记得力上加力这个中文翻成这样子，但是你看着在原文里面，它是在被动式的被添加力量，但是是不断的被添加力量。
So in English, it's a passive tense. Basically, you have been kept your it's your strengths have been kept empowered.
然后，另外一件很重要的事情就是要感谢天父。
And another thing is that you have to be give thanks to God.
所以你刚看见没有？有 bearing, increasing, being strengthened. 第四个是 giving thanks.
Number four is giving thanks.
所以在这四大方面，我们要在这个上面来做到的话，行事为人就可以讨上帝的喜悦。
So we in these four parts, if we walk in these four parts, and we are pleasing our God.
因为耶稣基督他父神借的耶稣基督叫我们在光明当中同得的基业。
So because the Heavenly Father said through Jesus Christ in the light we'll inherit His kingdom.
所以哥罗西书一章的十三节讲到说，他救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们见到他爱子光明的国度，在爱子当中得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
So verse 13 said He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins.
请你看到两个但重要的在中文里面的单字，一个叫做脱离，一个叫做迁到，一个是 deliver from, transfer to.
He just said there's a word delivered and then transferred.
所以我们被分别出来成为圣洁，我们是跟谁？我们是像耶稣基督效法他一样成为圣洁。
So we're separate from the world and we follow Jesus Christ and become holy just like Him.
而基督为什么是如此的重要
？Why Jesus Christ so important?
各位读一本书，《世界在等待的门徒》The Radical Disciples.
There's a book named is The Radical Disciples.
世界在等待的门徒里面 ，John Stott 他讲过基督教特殊的地方三件事情。道成肉身，代人赎罪，跟死里复活，换成下面的英文。
So, this also says so that the uniqueness and the ultimacy of Jesus Christ is incarnation, redemption, and resurrection.
这三件事情将基督教的信仰跟其他的宗教完全分开。
So through this, and our Christian faith is completely separate from any other religion.
这是我们福音的真理最重要的基础。
This is the foundation of our belief.
耶稣基督的福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是那个福音的本质。想问一个问题啊，福音怎么不给力啊
？Sometimes we wonder why we don't feel the gospel. The gospel just don't give let us the bear fruit.
怎么在教会里面没有结果、没有结实、没有增长
？Why our church did not grow and did not increase?
怎么感觉好像没有力上加力，每天都好软弱
？Every day we feel like weak. We're not strong.
怎么想感谢神，感谢不出来啊。
We'll give thanks to the Lord, but we couldn't do so.
天天在问什么是神的旨意啊。
We ask, is that truly what God wants us to do?
怎么一点都没有悟性跟智慧啊。
We have no conscientious thoughts and or wisdom.
各位有没有这种实际的经历的挫折，这种挑战，有没有
？So sometimes we pray in such ways that we don't feel like we are so strengthened by the Lord at this moment.
我们现在问一个很重要的问题。
I just want to ask everybody a very important question.
那我们吸收的养分到底是什么
？What is the nutrients we have been absorbing?
我如果我们不长的话
，If we don't grow,
表示我们的养分有问题。
That which means that our nutrients have issues.
如果福音是真理，但是听了半天所谓的福音没长，你是不是要开始考虑我们信的福音是什么？
So if truly you said you listen to gospel but you don't grow, you have to wonder what exactly gospel are you listening to?
会不会我们听的是一个假的福音
Could it be the counterfeit gospels?
我把它称为山寨版的福音。
I call that it's gospel. It's a counterfeit gospel.
这本书鼓励各位去看，非常好。
I encourage everybody to read this particular book.
我从当中找到一些灵感。我用他的，当然这个书里面没有这样讲。我从这个灵感当中自由发挥，拍脑袋想出下面几个重要的我自己个人的想法，跟各位一起分享。
Through this book, I found some sparks.
第一个我看见的。
First time, what I see.
看电影，我喜欢看电影。再来介绍个电影。
So I love to watch movies. This particular movie, I.
这是1989年的一部电影，名字就是《Honey, I Shrunk the Kids》。
This movie made in 1986, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
一个科学家发明一个机器，把小孩子给缩小了。
Scientists invented a particular tools can shrink the kids.
但弟兄姊妹们，有没有可能，我们把耶稣基督的福音给缩小了
？Is it possible we shrink the Jesus Christ the gospel from Jesus Christ?
我们把耶稣的宏大叙事、伟大的福音，把它缩水了。
We have shrunk.The great gospel.
我们把福音给变小了。
We miniaturized the gospel.
福音只关乎我自己个人的得救。
The gospel is only about our personal salvation.
福音只关乎我的家庭、我的工作、我的绿卡、我的房子、我所有的东西。
The gospel is only about my family, my life, my green card, whatever. Only about me.
但是我却没有看见整个上帝在教会的心里对普世的计划。
But I did not see what the purpose of the Lord for the gospel to the whole world.
天国呀。是一个去啊，对不起，耶稣基督啊，是去天国的一张入场券。但是呢，电影开演以后，门票就给丢了。
Jesus' ticket. When the show starts, we throw the ticket away.
你来天国，如果没有耶稣很快乐的话，你可能根本不应该来。
So, you come to the heaven, come to the heavenly world, but if you don't put Jesus Christ the first, you probably shouldn't come.
我们把福音缩小，我们觉得我们也对罪很多的轻描淡写。
When we shrunk the Bible, we trivialize the sin.
我们把这个耶稣基督的救赎啊，当成一张信用卡，在里面天天刷来刷去。
So we treat the salvation of Jesus Christ as a credit card. Every day we swap it.
所以呢，我又拍脑袋想出来，我又为这个赎罪券做了一张信用卡。
So we made a credit card.
这是加利利银行出的，是这个 Grace Credit Card， 而且是 Chips， 现在就有效。是亚当第一个申请，永远不会失效。然后用个 Mastercard 的 logo。
So is this symbolize that you, when you're saved, you feel like you have a forever, useful credit card.
所以你对罪轻描淡写，但是你滥用上帝的。
When you trivialize the sin, you have used God's name in vain.
保罗说，你可以让罪恶叫过犯显多，叫恩典在过犯当中，你用过犯，然后让恩典来显多吗？
So Paul said, do you want to show off the salvation through all your sin?
保罗在罗马书里面说，断乎不可， absolutely not.
In the book of Romans, Paul said, no.
我们对罪越来越轻忽。
We really trivialize the sin.
然后呢，我们把我们的信仰包装成一种非常商业化的基督教信仰。
And we also commercialized our belief.
It's so easy. 我们英文叫做 easy believism， 就是非常简单相信耶稣基督，做一个绝志祷告，你就是基督徒了。
So it's so easy said as long as you come to say that.A few words, then become Christian.
但是你的生活不需要做任何改变。
But your life have never changed.
难道我们信的是这种福音吗？
Is that what's a gospel that we come to?
我们把耶稣基督的福音商品化以后，我们把福音当成是一个 vending machine， 一个贩卖机。
So we treat Christianity as a vending machine.
我们要的是什么？
What do we want?
我们要医治。
We want healing.
我们要找到工作。
We want to have a job.
我们要能够，谁是我的良人，谁是我的男朋友、女朋友，我的妻子、丈夫的。
We want to find a good spouse.
结果你发觉这些缺货的东西都是我们现在要的。
When you find all these things, we're missing what we need.
但是对于圣洁、对于公义、对于仁爱、喜乐这些东西，我们一点兴趣都。
But to love, to justice, and for all the other fruits of a Holy Spirit, we never cared.
你可以看从教会举办的讲座，你就知道什么是最受欢迎的。
But you just look at all the seminars held by church, which one is most welcomed? You can tell what's going on.
所以我们每一个人呢，像 Frank Sinatra 这样子一样，我们就每天天天在唱这首歌。这首歌的歌词是说，这个日路程已经到了。我现在进入我最后的死亡，但是我会在神的面前来证明我所做的事情。我在生命当中，我过了很多很多非常丰富的。但最重要的是什么？是用我自己的方法跑完这趟路的。
And this verse is for Sinatra's song. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. I'll stay my case of which I'm certain.I have liked a life that full. I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
I did it my way.
I did it my way.
我经常以前了，现在不去了。以前有一家这个汉堡店叫做 Burger King。
And you guys probably know that Burger King is a hamburger store, convenience store.
最早最早，刚开始他们有个非常有名的 slogan.
They once have a very famous slogan.
他的口号是什么呢？ Have it your way.
His slogan is that have it your way.
这是这个汉堡完了上面要加的 topping 啊，要 lettuce 啊什么，你自己叫。
So all the toppings you can ask for yourself.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
基督教的信仰
and our faith, which is Christianity,
它不是一个连锁店
it's not a chain store.
它不是一个 franchise.
Yes, it's not a franchise.
我们必须要照他的方式来完成
We have to do his way.
一个以自我为中心的福音，它永远不能够带我们真正的满足
It's a for a gospel which is self-centered will never give us the ultimate satisfaction.
我用一个墓碑的来跟各位做一个提醒。
I want to use a tombstone which is carved on it.
这是一个非常有名的布道家，他的名叫做 Leonard Ravenhill.
Is a very famous preacher.
你在他的墓碑上面，你看见他的墓志铭是这么写的。
Well, on his tomb, right so.
你可能看得不是很清楚。
You probably see it very clearly.
Are the things you're living for worth Christ dying for?
Are the things you are living for worth Christ dying for?
我现在把它换成另外一个比较更形象的图画。
I'm changing to another way to put it.
弟兄姊妹们，今天耶稣是为什么而死？
Today, brothers and sisters, what Jesus Christ died for?
是为我的学位而死吗？
Is it for my diploma?
是为我的工作而死吗？
He died for our job?
是为我银行的存款而死吗
？For my deposit, for the deposit of, of my deposit in the bank.
今天耶稣是为我这个人而死。
Jesus Christ today died for us, the person.
为我这个罪人而死。
For me, a sinner.
我发觉我们教会当中弟兄姊妹们，我们可以为之而活的东西是多而又多，但是能够为之而死的东西是少之又少。
I find that in this church among many of us, there are many people we're eager to live for, but there are very few things we're willing to die for.
思考一下，我们的福音是这样子吗？
Just think about it. Is that our gospel?
所以 R.C. Sproul 他讲过这句话。
And Sproul said such.
没有福音，一群人的聚集，你不管怎么宣称，它永远不可能是一个真实的教会。
Without a gospel, a gathering of people, though they claim otherwise, cannot be an authentic church. So that's why I keep on emphasizing a gospel-centered church. That's the gospel, which is what's originally intended for, it's original. We never can do any modification for it.But we have to immerse ourselves in the nutrients of this gospel. Just like the Psalm number one, first chapter. He's like a plant, he's like a tree planted by a stream of water and that yields in fruits in season. But thanks to the faithful God,
他开始动了这个善工
He started to do this, this work.
他一定会完成这个工作。
He will fulfill what he had promised and finish this.
这是我在植物生理学里面学的一门课，讲到这个果实的发育。
In my, in one of the class I took, is talking about how the fruit.
就是开花过天数以后八个礼拜，番茄可以完成的长成一个红红的果子。
So in 8 weeks, how tomato in, develop into a fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是上帝的应许。
Brothers and sisters, that's the Lord's promise.
只要我们连接在福音的真理里面。
As long as we link to the gospel.
就像第六节一章哥罗西书上六节讲的，我们一定会结果，我们一定会增长。
Just like Colossians said, we will bear fruit and we will increase.
也就是如果今天没有结果和增长。
If today you did not bear fruit, you did not increase.
我们来思考我们信的福音是什么。
We need to contemplate a serious exam what we are believing.
所以今年的华人传道大会，我们的题目就叫做 Faithful and Fruitful.
So today the CMC Global's theme is Faithful and Fruitful.
挑战我们所有的弟兄姊妹们，让我们彼此鼓励来建造，让我们成为一个以福音为中心的教会。
So let's challenge and encourage your brothers and sisters together. Let's all become a gospel-centered church. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ, died for our sins, and resurrected.
给我们一个全新的生命。
Give us a completely new life.
而在这个全新的生命里面，我们可以继续来结实，来增长。
And in this completely new life that we can grow, bear fruit and increase.
而让这个福音能够传遍天下。
May your gospel be spread to the end of the world.
就像我们第一天开始听见福音开始。
Just like the first day that we heard the gospel.
祝福巴城华人教会的全体弟兄姊妹们。
Bless all the members of the Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore. We gather together. It's a church. It's a gathering of all the saints. And when we are being fed through gospel, so we can grow with like Jesus Christ. When we carry the gospel coming to this world, proclaim to this world the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us. So we pray in Jesus' precious name.